I see with my own naked eye. I gotta cut the cord and fall away. That instinct I can justify. Big
And on, please.
Dumois has the whole story.
Did you hear what Dumois said?
Who is it?
O-M-G.
Can you believe this blind item?
Dumois was on that story a long time
Sunday
ago.
Sunday mean celeb sightings with Dumois.
I just DM'd Dumois.
I cannot believe what I just read about
on
Dumois.
I need to hear more.
Hello, and welcome to Do You, the show where you'll hear all the latest in celeb gossip and special exclusives that are not shared on my Instagram or anywhere else. I'll be your guide into the world of celeb news, sightings, and secrets. I will be giving you all of the information I have on your favorite topics every week.
This week, we're answering your voicemails. Some topics we're covering are Taylor Swift and Kelsey Ballerini, Ariana Grande and Ethan Slater, Joe Alwyn, Jacob Elordi, and more. If you want to call in to the show, you'll find the number in the show's description. Let's get started.
Here on Do You, we do not like misleading info. That's why I do my best to be transparent with the most up-to-date intel on all of your favorite celebs. You can trust that I will never intentionally dupe you. Sadly, in life, we do have to deal with a lot of sneaky terms, annoying bill hikes, and exorbitant fees that we did not anticipate. We call that yada yada. Here on Do You, we do not like yada yada. Now, you could spend all of your time combing through contracts, or you could just skip the hassle and go with a trusted brand like Metro by T-Mobile, helping you to get ahead and not pull you back. That's right. You don't take yada yada from life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and not a yada yada. Never settle for less. I know I never do. And now that I don't have to worry about sneaky yada yada, I have time to dedicate my time to making the best content for you guys. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Today's episode is one of my favorite types of episodes. Do you know what that is, Ferris?
Oh, I know.
Welcome back, by the way.
Thank you.
I told everyone you were snowed in last week.
I certainly was, and I wasn't about to go out there in the cold and shovel my ass out, so.
Who winded up shoveling you out?
My brother-in-law, shout out.
Oh, God, here we go.
He's a good dude. He's such a good.
I knew you were going to say that.
Mails me an anniversary card every year with a gift certificate.
To what?
To like a restaurant.
When is your anniversary?
Oh, Jesus. July 23rd.
Happy early anniversary.
Thank you so much.
Okay, shout out to the brother-in-law yes. for not shoveling you out in time to get your ass here for the podcast.
He really hustled too. He really like.
Were you like, I got somewhere to be? Or you just gave up? You saw
no.
the snow and you were like,
no,
I'm not coming
no.
in.
I was like, my podcasting equipment is at your house. Not doing it. So sorry.
Right.
The end.
Well, we're happy to have you back.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Okay, so back to the most glorious time of the month. The voicemail
episode?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That's cute.
The voicemail episodes are my favorite. Sponsored by our good friends at Metro by T-Mobile, the official sponsor of the voicemail episodes. Thanks, guys. Okay, let's just get right into it. Enough with the yada yada.
Yeah, no one likes that. Not a yada yada. Please.
Let's get right into it.
Hi, Do. I love your podcast and your Instagram. Long-time follower, first-time caller. But my question for you, I know you have access to paparazzi database, and I'm a huge Real Housewives fan. I've watched basically every episode of every single franchise, and I know you're also a huge fan as well. My question is regarding the last season of The Real Housewives of Orange County. There was a debate around whether Heather Dubrow's photo at Disneyland was a staged paparazzi photo, or if it was actually a paparazzi taking a picture of her at Disney. It did look staged to me, and given all of the rumors about, you know, Terry, which we didn't hear about, so if you have any information on that, I would be so interested to hear, and cheating scandal rumors, and it just seems like no one ever talked about it. It was never on the reunion. It just kind of got dismissed and buried with all the other drama happening in Orange County. So my question is, do you know if that photo was staged or not, or do you have an inclination? And then what information, or did you receive any information around like the cheating scandal or any infidelities with between Terry and Heather? And this is a non-police, and you do have consent to use my voicemail on your podcast. Thanks so much.
Hi, Anon, please. Thank you so much for your question. Yes, I have information regarding both points.
First of all, I'd like to say I think this person could be a Instagram subscriber because she mentioned that she knew that I have access to paparazzi databases, which I've talked about a lot on Instagram Lives. Mm. People want to know the whereabouts of a celebrity.
Yeah, and you too, listener, can also be on the inside.
Well, right, but I'm saying we sometimes on the lives we type in
a celebrity's name
into the website to see the last time they've been seen. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I just thought that was an interesting remark on her part, and I'm wondering if where else I've said that. I think I've said it on the Instagram lives.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. Well, and the podcast.
Oh, I have?
We have.
Oh, okay. Okay, so to answer your first question about the paparazzi pictures at Disneyland, those were published on Page Six on October 3rd, 2022. I knew exactly which pictures you were referring to because I remember that the fans accused Heather of calling the paparazzi. And I think she went on a podcast or went on her own podcast or went on her Instagram and denied.
She did.
Those
and
rumors.
If I recall correctly, because I am an RHOC fan, I think in one of the episodes she addressed it with somebody saying, yeah, no, I do. Why are you saying no?
Because I think that this was after filming.
I don't think so.
Okay, so let's move on. I went to Page Six. I looked at the credit of the paparazzi pictures and it says Snorlax/Mega. Now, if you guys don't know what that means, Snorlax is usually the name of the photographer or maybe a pseudonym that the photographer uses. And Mega is the photography agency that licensed the picture. Okay. So I asked some of my paparazzi friends. I said, you know, do you know this photographer? Obviously, people know the agency Mega. Would that be an agency that someone like Heather Dubrow would reach out to stage paparazzi pictures? And the answer was that this particular photographer has a really good source at Disneyland or Disney World. Where was this?
Land.
Disneyland. And I guess that that means that this particular photographer gets alerted when celebrities are in the park. So the answer is no. These were not staged paparazzi pictures.
They're just that much in love.
Yes. That's not to say they didn't know that their photograph was being taken. That I can't answer.
Right.
Only they know the answer to that.
And they were just like hamming it up once they kind of figured it out. Whatever. I do the same thing.
Exactly. So that I don't know. Only they know the answer to that. But I can confirm that per my source in the paparazzi industry, this particular photographer shoots a lot at Disney.
Mm.
So it was not a setup. Heather was telling the truth because I think that's what she said. Like, how ridiculous. This was not a setup. And that's that. To answer the second part of your question, first of all, I want to preface by saying I am a fan of Terry and Heather Dubrow. I actually thought she sort of had a redemption season. She was a lot more relatable, a lot more down to earth this season than she had been in the past. So I liked her again this season.
Yeah.
Whereas I was turned off by her
in previous seasons. Did you feel the same way, Faris?
No, I don't think I was ever turned off by Heather. I've always loved her kind of, I call it like a gut punch personality. You know, she's just like such a straight shooter. I love that about her. She's just like, who cares? You know, like she just speaks her mind, gives her opinion, doesn't give a shit what you think. I love that about her. I've always loved that about her.
That wasn't my problem. I think it was, yeah, like, her, what was her pretentiousness issue? That really...
Oh, I don't care about that. Okay. I didn't care. That didn't bother me.
It rubs me
whatsoever.
The wrong way. And I felt that she was a lot more relatable this season. And I was happy because I like her as a character on the show. And she seems like in real life, she would be a good time.
Yeah.
That being said, yes. When the rumors came out, I did receive a few DMs that alleged there were infidelities on Terry's part, specifically with someone who worked in his office.
I don't know. Those stories always like give me the chills.
Well, I mean, you know, listen, that was the rumor. I think that was part of the rumor that went around. I'm sure I heard the same story as everyone else. One of the people who messaged me did have very specific intel to this particular rumor. I do want to say that Orange County is a very small place. So people talk, there are rumors. I'm sure that if this rumor made it online or made it on air, that meant it was circulating Orange County long before that.
Right.
I do want to say I did not receive any viable proof that the rumor is true. But yes, I had heard it. I didn't post about it because in my opinion, it kind of seemed real.
Hmm.
And like I said, like I like Heather Dubrow. The information I received was too specific to post, I thought, you know, because we do talk a lot about celebrities having wandering eyes. And I feel like when we have those type of discussions, it's very vague and broad. But when someone gives me like specific information,
yeah, like a play by play.
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable posting that.
Yeah, no, that's
so
fair.
I didn't. Now, have I heard anything since this picture was taken at the end of last year? No. I've heard nothing.
Well,
so I mean, those rumors died down.
Yeah. They were at dinner at the beginning of this
month.
They're
together all the time.
Yeah.
They're together all the time.
At Craig's.
I just saw a video of her on her Instagram. She was making him Russian dressing at the table because the restaurant didn't have Russian dressing and he wanted it for his salad.
I mean, that's beautiful.
It is kind of
they're
beautiful.
They're so cute. And I just like love how they're, you know, in LA now. They have the place in LA. They sold their dream house. You know, and he seems really supportive of her getting back into acting and the industry in that way. It's
for sure.
I don't know. They're just so cute.
Yes, I enjoyed her this season. But I hope that answers your question. Just to recap, my sources maintain that the paparazzi pictures were not called in by Heather Dubrow. Again, if they knew the photographers were there and were hamming it up for the cameras, that I don't know. And number two, yes, I had specific intel about the infidelity rumors in my DMs. They were not published. Thank you for your question. I do love the Housewives, by the way. She said it in her voicemail. Okay, what's next?
Hey, dude, my name is Chrissy. I wanted to know how Swifties are doing, especially after the November 26th drama for Reputation. Did we realize that Kelsey Ballerini might have dropped a reputation clue that she may be on the re-recording? She dropped a clue on her November 25th or 24th post, excuse me. It was more like mocking the Reputation era picture. And I was just curious if any other Swifties like noticed that, especially since Taylor and Kelsey have been friends since 2015, which would have been when the Reputation era was being written. So I'm curious if we're thinking there's going to be a Taylor Kelsey collab in our future. Thank you. Bye, Dew.
Hi, Chrissy. Thank you so much for your question. I don't know if there's a Kelsey Ballerini Taylor Swift collab in the future, but the reason why I chose to play your voicemail is because I did have an interesting conversation with somebody the night of the Grammys, and I didn't know about this, and I was wondering if anyone else knew about it. I'm going to read you a snippet of the conversation I had with somebody. It was over text. Somebody sent me a picture of Kelsey and Taylor and said that, wow, I guess Kelsey and Taylor have made up.
And I said, were Kelsey and Taylor beefing? And this person says, briefly, yes. It was super brief, but Kelsey apologized immediately and all was forgiven. So basically what I'm asking, I guess this is a crowdsource question. Has anyone ever heard about a beef between Kelsey Ballerini and Taylor Swift, or was this something that was kept quiet and under wraps and just industry known?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just looking.
It's just an ask. But yeah. I'm so sorry. I don't know if there's a collab in the future. The whole reason I'm telling this story is because I know that you had other reasons to believe that there would be a collab, but maybe people also thought it because they were pictured together at the Grammys. But again, this person is alleging that the picture could have perhaps been taken to show that any sort of feud or beef had been squashed, which brings me back to a answer I gave after the Grammys. Somebody asked me why Taylor Swift, or was it good that Taylor Swift, or wasn't it great that Taylor Swift was standing and singing along and dancing to Olivia Rodrigo's performance. Mm. And my answer was optics are very important.
Very.
And I think some people didn't understand my answer. Can you explain?
Yeah, she needs to make it seem like things are good to go.
Right. That's what I meant, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe same as here. Okay. So thank you for your question. Sorry for my non-answer. Can we get the next voicemail, please?
Hey, Dew. This is Courtney. I just wanted to say that, okay, Ariana is back and she's ready for business. Ethan's ex recently confirmed that she did not break them up and she did not know she was on the record when she said that. And can we just talk about how good she looked at the Super Bowl and how exciting it is that she's being so much more public now? And honestly, maybe we have Ethan to thank for that. Okay, I am so excited and I can't wait to hear you talk about this. Love you. Bye.
Hi, Courtney. Thank you so much for your question. I have not seen, and we just tried Googling for like 5 minutes, any sort of quote from Ethan Slater's wife saying that there were no infidelities involved in Ethan and Lily's split. When their relationship was announced, mm-hmm. I had a few sources reach out to me mm-hmm. and say, I've posted all this in the past, so this isn't new.
Yeah.
One person alleged, quote, a non-please, Ariana's new man is very much married and very much just had a baby with his wife who he blindsided. Ariana knew what she was doing and had spent plenty of time with the couple together. We also had wrote a lot about this in the Des Moines newsletter. Somebody else wrote in alleging they were absolutely not separated, Ethan and Lily. It has been going on for 6 months behind Lily's back. Finally, someone on set told her 2 weeks ago, not sure who. Apparently, Ariana had become friends with Lily and was hanging out at their house playing with the baby as this was going on. Also, Lily isn't a singer like TMZ reported. She's a doctor and left her job to support Ethan in London. You remember all this, Ferris, right?
I'm tracking it through the newsletter right now.
Right.
And the signs are clear. The crumbs are there.
The crumbs are there. I mean, obviously, we can't confirm.
Right.
But the fact that the wife, if true, went on the record to say that there were no infidelities.
That would have been huge all over media sources, I would assume. That's a good point, yeah. Right?
And we just tried Googling. We couldn't find
anything.
So that kind of sounds like if there was an article, it was either misinterpreted or damage control.
Like, or immediately taken down.
Or immediately taken down for not being true.
Descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery comes the competition. Host Shima Oliai was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
I had always heard through my sources that it was a surprise.
Yeah, total blindsided. All of the media headlines back in July 2023 are echoing sentiments of Lily saying things like Ariana is not a girl's girl and that she, you know, in so many words, broke up her family. So for her to change her tune, you know, several months later from that kind of standpoint, that's a 180.
I'm interested. Courtney, if you're listening, can you message me the article that you're referring to where Lily states that there was no cheating involved? I'm interested to read it and to see what she has to say. But I don't think that was your question. Yeah, Courtney, sorry. That wasn't your question. You just kind of wanted to say she looks great. She's back in the public eye. I'm excited for Wicked.
Yeah, me too.
I'll be watching it. Actually, this has nothing to do with Wicked, but I recently watched Wonka.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really good.
Yeah, I'd like to see it.
So I'm excited to see Wicked. You didn't have a question. You just wanted to say, yay, Ariana's back. Yeah, I'm excited. I love her music as well. Mm-hmm. But I just had to address you stating that Lily Slater had gone on record that there was no cheating involved, because I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Thank you for your voicemail.
Hey, Du. This is Courtney. I was wondering what you think about the whole Joe Alwyn paparazzi situation right now. Not even in relation to, like, Taylor specifically now, but I think it's just funny how when he was dating Taylor, he wanted nothing to do with paparazzi or being seen or being noticed. And I feel like I've seen him more in the last month than I have in the entire time he was dating Taylor. So I just wanted to see what you think. Do you think it's all PR to prep for her new album coming out and, you know, getting his face out there? Let me know what you think. Thanks.
Hi, Courtney. Thank you so much for your question. So we reached out to our paparazzi friends to get their insight because they would know better than anyone, you know, whose teams are contacting the paparazzi, who is wanting to be seen, who's trying to hide. So specifically with Joe Alwyn, our paparazzi friends told us that
basically, yeah, because
I put the person on speaker and Ferris took notes exactly what they said. What'd they say?
So they said because Taylor's songs recently came out, paparazzi are now looking for Joe. They're seeking him out. And that he wasn't somebody that would naturally put himself in the path of photogs.
Exactly.
Otherwise.
So to answer your question, no, this isn't a PR strategy. They are looking for Joe Alwyn because his name is in the headlines. And that is very much how the paparazzi works. They see who the public is talking about and they go find those people.
That's how it's done.
That's how it's done. I know people don't believe this, and I had someone from Backgrid and a very prominent paparazzi photographer on my podcast in two separate episodes last year. And a lot of people didn't believe what they were saying. Mm. But I don't see the reason to lie. I mean, they obviously weren't going to come on the podcast and list the celebrities who call the paparazzi. But they did say it happens a lot less than people think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe that.
So, to answer your question again, no, this isn't a PR play. It's the paparazzi looking for Joe Alwyn because his name is in the headlines and those pictures sell.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense.
Exactly. Okay, thank you for your question.
Hi, Du. This is Harper. I was calling to see if you have any information on John David Washington. I feel like he's super low-key, so anything at all.
Hi, Harper. Thank you so much for your question. For those of you that don't know, John David Washington is the son of A-list actor Denzel Washington. He's been in such movies as Tenant, Malcolm and Marie, Ballers, Amsterdam, Malcolm X.
Black Klansman, that was a popular one.
Black Klansman. We reached out to someone who's been in his presence, and we'll read you what they told us. But just to go off some messages that I've received in the past about him, somebody says, John David Washington is a sweetheart. I was a PA on set for 2 photo shoots with him for a magazine feature, and he was charming on set and made a point of thanking me. A lot of celebrities rarely acknowledge the photo assistant, and he seemed to be a lovely guy. Second time we shot him was with Spike Lee in a hotel suite, and they both had a great bond. They were cracking jokes the whole shoot. Love that. So I thought that was a really nice thing. Love the acknowledging of assistants. And then the person that we reached out to who has been in John David Washington's presence had the following to say about him. He's very hardworking. He definitely likes the celebrity gossip. So he likes to hear about celebrity gossip, even though he's a celebrity. He was very nice. He likes to get catty, but in a lighthearted, fun way. He's very straight-laced. He wakes up every day trying to break through the shadow of his dad. That was in reference to, I asked this person how he is as a Nepo baby, because his dad is an A-list actor. And this person says that he is trying to break that mold. This person also continues that John David Washington has no ego. He played football at the University of Miami, and that kind of made him just like a regular guy.
Yeah, just like us.
Just like us. So all positive things about John David Washington.
Yeah, he sounds like somebody I'd love to be friends with.
Same. We love to hear it. Okay, what is the next question?
Hey, dude. This is JC in Chicago. Love, love, love your podcast. I'm curious because I have always had a crush on Diego Luna since Dirty Dancing Havana Nights. I just wonder if you get any intel on him. I know he was married and he has kids, but has been divorced since like 2013. So like anything on his dating, anything on just like how he is when people meet him, I would love to know. Thank you so much. Love you.
Hi, JC. Thank you so much for your question. We don't have that much intel on Diego Luna. I'll read you exactly what I was able to find in DMs and emails. So if anyone has encountered him and would like to add to our Diego Luna file, please feel free. The first message is from someone who says, can tell you on good authority, Diego Luna is very single and a good dad. He barely gets out these days if he's not filming. And I totally agree. He is better than Pedro. I guess somebody said in an email or a comment that I posted that they liked him better.
Let's
not pit people against each other.
Yeah, they're both everyone's awesome. Got the talent.
Somebody else messaged and said, super non-please, I met a number of celebs at the 2023 Star Wars celebration in London this weekend, including Jude Law, Diego Luna, Rosario Dawson, and Carl Weathers. Everyone was really nice and seemingly normal. Diego was an absolute dream. He seems so kind and down to earth. And just to compare him to other celebrities that this person met, this person says about Jude Law, we had heard beforehand that he could be difficult, but he actually wasn't and was a lot nicer than I expected. It was actually his team who were a bit snappy. So Diego Luna has a good reputation, is what it seems like. Again, sorry, the intel is sparse, but we hope that gives you a little bit of an idea.
Yeah, and again, maybe somebody else has some encounters they can write in.
Yeah. Okay, what's next?
Hi, Du and Paris. This is Mackenzie. On the last podcast episode, you guys were talking about Austin Butler and Kaya Gerber and their relationship, and it got me thinking about the other Elvis and his
relationship with Olivia Jade. So I wanted to know what you know about it, how they started up, how they're going, and any other info. And that's it. Thanks.
Hi, Mackenzie. Thank you so much for your question. We were actually on the forefront of posting about Jacob Elordi and Olivia Jade. So I was able to pinpoint a timeline for them. Just to remind everyone, it was announced on Page Six, November 18th, 2021, that Kaia Gerber and Jacob Elordi were breaking up after 1 year of dating. Okay, so that was November 18th. And the first sighting I received of Jacob and Olivia was around December 19th, 2021. So
that's pretty close.
That's close because you know what we always say.
There's that three to six week incubation period.
Right, where it happened in real life, but we don't find out about it until after it actually happened. So this is a very close timeline.
Very.
So around December 19th, 2021, I get a sighting, Jacob Elordi and Olivia Jade looking coupled up at Hyde. And then around December 21st, I received another sighting, Jacob Elordi and Olivia Jade having lunch together at Squirrel in LA alone, 1,000,000% positive. It was Jacob that was with her and not her ex. So there was a lot of back and forth in the beginning because this couple kind of came out of thin air.
And on Backgrid, they were first pictured together on the 21st of December getting coffee with friends in Silver Lake. So all around that same 7 day period, it seems like they started to emerge.
Right. And really hang out a lot
in public
during that time.
Yeah.
So then on New Year's Eve, look at these pictures. These were posted on someone's Instagram account. That's her and him in the background of somebody's Instagram story.
Hmm.
So they were at the same New Year's Eve party, ringing in 2022 together.
With a kiss.
Well, they're not kissing in the picture. They're just talking. But he looks really hot. I don't know if any of you guys remember these pictures. It was posted a while ago. But if we're talking 2021, they've been on and off.
For 3 years.
For a long time.
Almost 3 years.
Almost 3 years. Right. And I want to say on and off because I do believe that there were periods of time where they weren't as together.
Like when he was filming Saltburn, maybe they were taking a break.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Maybe even agreed upon break. You know?
Because remember we got a message from somebody who knew the owners of the Saltburn house and said that Jacob was asking about their daughter.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was last summer.
Yeah.
So that's why I want to say on and off. But yeah, so the gap between when his relationship with Kaia ended and when his relationship with Olivia began is very small.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I hadn't heard that he cheated on Kaia with Olivia. I don't know. Maybe he did, but I hadn't heard that. It's just one day he started hanging out with Olivia and everyone was like, oh, I guess they're dating.
Okay.
Okay, next question. Okay, Ferris, we're about to talk about one of my favorite things. Do you know what it is?
Oh, girl. I know. It starts with a capital D. Yeah.
That's DoorDash. Did you know you can order alcohol on DoorDash?
You can?
Yes. Yes, you can. And I love this about DoorDash, especially if I'm having company like on a Friday night or Thursday night and I'm working all day and I don't have time to run to the store or run to the liquor store. I can just order it on DoorDash.
You can dash it.
I can dash it. Don't have to leave. Can continue working, continue in the newsroom. Mm-hmm. Never have to leave the newsroom. Basically.
Wow. So you can just like get that news out there at the same time as making sure your incoming guests are going to have the libations that they want.
Exactly. Which is why I love DoorDash. It makes it so convenient, so seamless, so easy. I've never been let down by a DoorDash delivery. I mean, that's true.
Ain't that the truth?
Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails. We love a mocktail. And more can be delivered straight to your door. So get your drinks in hand without lifting a finger with DoorDash. And use code DOYOU24 to get 25% off up to a $15 value when you spend $35 or more on drinks through DoorDash. For eligible users only, terms apply. Must be 21 plus to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. Ferris, what do you think one of the biggest health challenges?
Oh, for sure, weight management.
Exactly. Yo-yo dieting, losing weight, putting it back on.
Trying the latest fad, it not working.
Exactly.
Feeling like a failure.
Feeling like a failure is the worst feeling when it comes to weight loss.
And then getting discouraged.
What if I told you I knew of something that could help with this?
I would 100% want to know.
The Row Body Program pairs a weekly shot with healthy lifestyle changes so you can lose 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average and actually keep it off.
That's amazing. And I love how it's over a year. That's so important for sustainability.
Exactly. The slow weight loss.
The slow burn.
Over 200,000 people have already chosen Row to help them lose weight. Row Body Program members have support throughout the process. Row's partner handles all of the insurance paperwork to help get medication covered. If eligible for medication, patients have access to their provider on demand for any questions. You can sign up online from the comfort of your own home. This means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting room.
That sounds amazing, especially for parents not having to
leave home. Or people that work.
Yeah.
Having to get that appointment.
How convenient.
Average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year, like I said, with healthy lifestyle changes. It's important to note that you do have to pair both. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to row.co/do. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/DEUX.
Hi, Dew. This is Miranda. I have a question about Selena Gomez. And I know you've kind of talked about this on the pod before. I've noticed that lately she's been commenting a ton on social media posts about her and Benny Blanco. And I don't know, like, it's just so interesting to me. Like, it makes me, like, wonder, is she doing okay? And almost, like, how does she have time to see these, like, random fan account posts? And she's, like, commenting back and saying, like, facts or, like, all this stuff. And I don't know if it's just, like, to the point where she's so sick of people ridiculing her relationships that maybe she's just, like, losing it a little. But I don't know. It's just so interesting to me. So I guess I'm just wondering how she's doing and just hoping that she's doing okay.
Hi, Miranda. Thank you so much for your question. I think that there are a couple of ways in which this question can be answered. The first is that she, I've heard this and I think it's evident, is very happy where she is in her life right now and her relationship. So I think that when people are secure in their personal life, that kind of, you know, makes them more secure in other areas of her life, of their life. So I think that that's why she's kind of speaking out more. She's kind of like, fuck it.
Yeah. You know? Like, whatever. Who cares?
Whatever.
Don't care what anybody's doing.
And I also heard that she has allegedly been talking about taking the next steps with Benny Blanco, moving in together, starting a family, leading a quieter life. So I think she's just a happy girl and doesn't give a fuck anymore. And if she sees something on Instagram that she wants to comment on, she will.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm just looking through her Instagram. She has some really cute pictures as of late. Like,
exactly. Look at this. And that's what this, that's what Miranda is referring to. I also think another answer to your question is celebrities are online and lurking and looking at shit written about them a lot more than people realize.
I know we've talked about celebrity finstas, and I know we've talked about who manages a celebrity's Instagram account. It doesn't matter who manages a celebrity's Instagram account. They are online. They are on TikTok. They are on Instagram just as much as we are. And I think Selena is a perfect example of that because she was responding to fans' comments a lot more. And I know we've talked about celebrity finstas, and I know we've talked about celebrity Instagram accounts and who manages those accounts, whether it be the celebrity themselves, their assistant, or there are agencies that a celebrity hires to manage their accounts for them. For example, I think people like Tom Cruise and Leonardo DiCaprio have agencies manage their Instagram accounts. Now, does that mean that they have finstas? Yes. Does that mean they're looking around? Yes. I'm sure Selena Gomez has a finsta. Or maybe she just doesn't even give a shit. She's using her real account, which seems to be the case since she's been commenting a lot on Instagram the past few months. I'm all for it.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of surprises me that she would, just because I think she's so aware, I guess, of her like mental wellness. And I feel like social media is just such an ugly place for that. So it kind of surprises me that she would be, but nonetheless, go Selena.
I think maybe she wants to speak up for herself.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That wants to put the rumors to rest that are being perpetuated about her. And what better way to do it than to have it come directly from your account and your voice? It's obviously her writing it, and it's her voice. You could tell.
Really? How would you know that?
I don't know for sure, but I that's what I think. I have no confirmation of that, but that's what I think.
Well, that'd be really cool. I think that's great if that's the case.
Right. Well, to answer your question, I think that she's doing just fine. She seems very, very content in her relationship. Like I said,
looks happy, looks gorgeous, right? Glowing from the inside out.
Exactly. And like I said, I did hear that she is looking to take the next steps with Benny Blanco. They make a cute couple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next question.
Hey, Du, my name's Rachel and I'm from Kansas City. I wanted to call in just to give you guys a little bit more information about these holiday pop-ups that you guys keep seeing Travis and Taylor at. So around the Kansas City area, there's quite a few of them. There's Miracle at Rock Hill. There's Miracle on the Plaza. There's Miracle at the Rieger. It's something that our city has always kind of done. There's another pop-up that's actually really special to our city. On top of the Marriott is, or was, a restaurant called Skies, and it rotated slowly. And just last year, they reopened it. So I wouldn't be surprised if I saw Taylor and Travis at Skies next. It's a lot harder to get into that pop-up. But yeah, they're all over Kansas City, so it's hard to say if they're going to the same one or just hitting different ones every Sunday. Love your podcast. Love all the information you're sharing. And I love that you're highlighting Kansas City. This has been home for a long time for me. Love you. Bye.
Hi, Rachel. Thank you so much for that information. I love it. Shout out to the good people of Kansas City.
Yep. On the streets.
giving us the information, setting us straight. Would also like to send our condolences to Kansas City after the tragic shooting at the parade. What a terrible thing to happen on such a special day. And I did hear from a couple people who were at the parade, and I was just
like, oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, are you okay? You know, and they said it was just so terrible. Everything was just so positive and great before that happened. So that's really sad. I actually also did get a message from somebody that I didn't post, but since this person brought up Kansas City, it made me think of Travis and Taylor. Somebody sent me a message. This is, you know, something that was told to them by a player on Kansas City Chiefs.
Let's hear it.
Again, this is not verbatim. This is just their summarization of what this person was saying. They said, quote, he said, and the he is referring to the Kansas City Chiefs player that I'm going to keep their name anonymous, but I know who it is, that Travis is a good guy, but doesn't shy away from publicity and the spotlight. He was very skeptical. He, again, being this specific player, of Travis and Taylor, because Taylor did not seem like Travis's type at all. However, he has been around them quite a bit and said they are super genuine, all over each other, even when no one is looking. He is sold that they are in it for the long haul and are very committed and in love. Taylor is just like you would think she is, quirky, kind of awkward, not afraid to be herself, but super nice to anyone she interacts with.
Wow, that's a ringing endorsement.
I've actually heard from a couple people when they've encountered her in Kansas City the same thing, that she's so down to earth, she's so normal, like... they're almost in awe that this is an international pop star.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like she's really fitting in
cool.
with Kansas City, which love to hear it. Because mm-hmm. any interactions that we've had, you and I have had, with the people of Kansas City through DMs and through the Instagram account have all been positive and
yeah.
nice. And they're so nice. So I just thought I would share that. I didn't feel... like posting it because people take things out of context.
Mm-hmm. But that's a nice thing to share.
Yeah.
I'm glad you did.
What's next, Danny?
Hi, Dew. This is Stephanie. My question for you is about Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. I heard, and I don't even remember where I heard this, but I heard that Tina is very affectionate in her book and, you know, in interviews about Amy. But I've heard that Amy does not show that same affection back to Tina. And I'm just wondering, have you heard anything in the industry about the two of them feuding or how the dynamic was on SNL? Because they definitely present it as being very pleasant and very professional. But I have also heard that Amy doesn't feel so warmly towards Tina. So anything you can give me would be great. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Hi, Stephanie. Thank you so much for your question. I had to ask an industry veteran about this because I felt like this intel probably went way back since they've been linked together for so long. And I'll just read you what this person says. Let me just preface by saying I personally have not heard from anyone that there was a feud or any bad blood between Amy Poehler and Tina Fey. But this answer that I'm going to give you is from someone who is much more in the know about them than I am. So they say, quote, I've heard that they've always maintained that people assume they're besties and they are quite definitely not. They've never seen the inside of each other's houses. They don't socialize. They don't even go out together after their shows. But the thing is, they never have. They are work wives, work besties, always have been. They love, love, love working together, but they've never had any desire to be pals beyond that. They're super different. Tina is uptight, type A, and sort of intellectual and nerdy. Amy is a pothead and just generally more laid back, and they just don't vibe like that, but they never have. So it's not a feud. It's just that they're work wives like us. Is that why you're laughing?
I love that. And well, yeah, no. And I was also thinking about like other work wives that I've had.
And I know. I look over to Ferris and she has this like big smile on her face.
Shout out to all my work wives if you're listening.
Yeah. Work wives is like
the best.
Is the best.
The best. Wow. And that surprises me though about them because like I've hung out with my work wives before.
Now I'm thinking, so work wives that I've enjoyed working with and enjoyed their personalities, like I'll go for a drink with them.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean we're besties. You know what I mean? I'm not going on vacation with them. I'm not going over to their house for dinner.
Oh, see, like I have.
Well, I have, but I'm also
in generalizing. You're generalizing.
Yeah. Like I have and I haven't. So okay. Maybe yeah. They're
not that type of
work
wife.
They're not that type of work wives.
They're not immersive work wives.
They're not immersive work wives, but
they love to work together.
Now cool. I'm just thinking about all my work wives.
Right? Oh my God. They're so special. I hope everyone out there has a work wife. Husband.
Ferris has been like super miserable this whole podcast.
I feel like I have a fever, to be honest with you.
Oh, great. And you're sitting very close to me.
Yeah. I'll be okay. Do I feel a little warm?
Kind of.
Yeah, I'm like a little bit under the weather, guys.
I'm so glad to be sitting here.
It's like a cycle of just illness. But yeah, like work wives. Just
what a good thing.
What a good thing to end on.
Yeah, I agree.
Wow. And your smile is really making me happy.
I'm going to go text my former work wives.
Okay, everyone go text their work wives right now.
Check in on your work wives.
I want to say thank you to everyone who called in and submitted a question. There were a couple questions that we didn't get to, and that's because I didn't have answers to them. There were two stumpers. One was about a Taylor Swift Friends show. I think it was called like Friend Fest or something. Somebody asked about that.
No, it's Loverfest. Loverfest was what she did before Eras
Okay,
Tour.
So somebody called in and asked about, thank you, Danny. Somebody called in and asked about.
It was canceled because I think maybe pre-pandemic it was canceled. Yeah, she couldn't do it anymore.
Okay, you're keeping that answer in because I didn't even know that. But they wanted to know what who was asked to be part of it or what the thought process was behind it. I hadn't heard about it. So pre-pandemic, I was kind of like off the grid. The Instagram account started in 2020, so mm-hmm. I had no idea what was going on. And I think I blacked out all of 2015 because people will message me celebrity stuff about like 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018. I'm like, what, that happened? Like, I think I had like a life blackout during that time.
Just weren't focusing on that.
And then there was a very lovely voicemail we didn't play about the Golden Bachelor's wedding. I haven't heard anything about that. I only posted one blind item about how the Golden Bachelor was kind of a player. Right. So I'm sorry I didn't have any information, but thank you everyone so much for submitting your voicemails. Love hearing your voice. This will now be a monthly feature. So we'll see you next month.
Bye.
This has been a production of Cadence 13, an Odyssey studio. New episodes of Do You will air every Thursday. See you next week.